I'd like to call to order this Medina Township Trustees Emergency Meeting. The time is now 5:10. The date is January 3rd of 2023. Can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, everyone. So the first thing on our agenda tonight is going to be the 2023 temporary budget discussion. Where do we start with the temporary budget discussion?
Well, we met December 22nd?
Yeah, to finalize it from our temporary budget meeting in November.
Right. We presented it and approved a budget. We received what we thought was direction to alter that. Was a misunderstanding because we did alter it and we approved one on 12/28. After that was approved, we were contacted by our fiscal officer and was indicated that we did not need to have done that. She wanted us to go back and redo that. So tonight we have a 2023 temporary budget worksheet filled out, ready for discussion and or approval.
So we should be rescinding the previous.
Yes, we should rescind the temporary budget as well as the purchase order and blanket certificates that were approved at that 12/28 meeting.
Well, the way I understand it, we went and had a budget meeting. The fiscal officer was not at the budget meeting. We did the budget to our best of ability. We were giving incorrect information at that meeting to get our numbers from it. After the meeting was over, we asked that the fiscal officer get it and review it. I had not really heard back from her until the day of the meeting that we were approving it, that we should probably put some stuff in the OTARMA because the OTARMA had gone up and all that. Then we get an email from her on Friday after the meeting, after the offices have closed, and says she can't submit this or something is incorrect and it needs to be redone, and that we should be having a special meeting before, I think, the 28th or 29th. So I looked at the temporary budget and tried to figure out what was wrong, took the correct blanket, or the correct certificate from the auditor and cross-referenced it with the temporary budget that we had, trying to figure out what the issue was, because it wasn't clearly stated by the fiscal officer. Went through that whole process of changing it, thinking that it's correct, filling it all out, because I knew that I was going to be out of town trying to make this as easy as possible. So then you guys had a special meeting, approved it with the changes, which I had deemed in my knowledge that it was correct, only to find out that it was never meant to be changed and that she had already submitted it to her UAN report and cannot change it when she submitted it. So here is the position that we are now with rescinding the original one, or the one that we had just done, and going back to the original one, even though originally it was pointed out that there was some flaws in it. So just so everybody is clear with the confusion, I feel it started right off the bat with having incorrect information. And then the lack of involvement with people who should have been reviewing it. And here we are, going to rescind the one from the 28th, and then I guess reapprove the one from the 22nd with the alteration.
That's good. With the alterations.
So okay. No, I'm very vested in it, so yes. I do understand what the process was, and I just wanted the people in the crowd to understand that this has been a chore that should not have been this big of a chore. So at this time, I would like to make a motion to rescind the approval of the temporary budget from our December 28th meeting.
Second.
Any further discussion on that? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Eastwood?
Yes.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. So then I think that we're looking at going back to the appropriation that we have, or the temporary budget that we have here. And it's written out for me. So I will move to adopt resolution number 01032023-TB1, to approve submission of the 2023 Medina Township Temporary Budget Worksheet and present this 12-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion.
Previous meeting, we were asked to share the last line, even though it's a temporary, it's going to change the total of that temporary budget as part of the record.
All right. So the total temporary budget for this one will be $4,058,175. I'll put that in the, well, it's actually attached to the sheet, so it's on the record. All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. There's no sign sheet on the last page on this one, right?
Just on the resolution.
Thank you.
All right. So next on our agenda here will be the purchase order and blanket order discussion. So another fun episode here. So we were asked to make a list for each department of purchase orders, blankets, to submit to the fiscal officer. Now again, just for the record, I had stated to Angela that I had never done this before. We just started looking at invoices and stuff a few months ago. I was under the impression that there would be some consulting and help, but due to busy schedules, that had never happened. So I, again, cross-referenced for my department as best I could the things that we had done last year. And the things that I could feel that we need this year. Is it probably 100% complete on my side? Probably not, but I did my best and did my due diligence. So did the road department and the police department. They have their worksheets here for their blankets and purchase orders. Anything you guys want to add?
No, I think that we made a good effort. Department heads, for those of us who had department heads, it was, they worked very hard to give us numbers that are relative. And for you, I appreciate the fact that you had to put this together.
On an island,
carte blanche. So, but Denny, I appreciate your involvement. Chief, I appreciate your involvement very much in both of these aspects.
You want to correct that number, Doug, on there? It should be. I came up with 370, 350. Three times again.
So if we're going to approve these purchase orders, sheets, or lists, and blanket lists to be submitted to the fiscal officer, do we want to do them as a whole, or do you want them to be done as a department? What's your thought, Bruce? We're not going to read off every single one.
No, not every single, but if you want to do it by department, do it by department.
So I would like to make a motion to approve the road department estimated purchase orders and blanket certificate sheet and submit this one page as reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this? Would you like to make the change?
Do you want to say the amount?
Yeah, well, he's going to need to.
I've got it here.
Yeah, this is the one that we're going to sign, so if you could please cross that. I don't think the total is a huge thing. This is mostly for encumbering money into those accounts, but just so that we have it totaled on there. Denny calculated a few times and we made a change here on the sheet that we'll be signing.
That program.
That's good to me. So again, we're going to be adding the sheet, you know, for the record, it says it's the total on this one will be $370,350 for the road and bridges list. Any other discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next, I have lists provided by the police department for their estimated blanket certificates and purchase orders. Their total on their here was $940,500, and I'll submit this one page as reference.
Second.
Sorry.
Discussion on this one? Any questions or issues?
Bruce, you want?
Nothing.
All right.
Chief put together a good, very good detailed sheet for us to work with.
All right. Well, thank you again, Chief, for all your hard work. I feel ya. So, can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. All right, can I get everything's, that's voted on, right? So next one. So the next one, this is not department oriented. There's going to be things in here from admin, from zoning, to safety services, all the way over to cemeteries. So they go by the account numbers on there, and then the number I have on here is what will be appropriated for that. So I would like to make a motion to approve this list of blankets and purchase orders and include these three pages as reference.
Second.
Any other discussion on this one? It's a little bit different than the other two departments. I had to, I ended up handwriting all these out and passed it over to, I think Bruce, you actually typed that up for me. I appreciate it because again, I was leaving town and I was trying to do my due diligence before I left so that I wasn't leaving anybody hanging. So with that, I would like to have a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So yeah, it actually has on here 2023 purchase order and blanket order discussion. I think that's on there twice. So is there anything else to discuss on it? Is there anything else in front of the board for this meeting? So I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is now 5:24. I call the meeting.
Water.
You need water? I got a little bit here.